accomplishment of a lot of firsts for me. My first time being in a relationship, my first time being married, my first time being in love. Well, hopefully.
Experts hit it. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I don't think I can do this. I don't want to marry a stranger.
Oh.
My first time being in an ambulance, my first time going to the hospital,
Ooh.
My first time going stitches. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. It is the Married at First Sight edition. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. It's the one only Teresa right there.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? Well, I hope we all are doing better than Emily. Although, honestly, she deserves like a medal or something. Who does what she did? Who has a 10-inch scar on her head, half of it shaved, swollen eye?
Please, don't remind me.
She goes back to partying.
I don't need the picture to be painted any more clearly than it already was.
Trying to do yoga from the sea. Like, she's amazing. I want to be her friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever gotten stitches?
Yeah, when my grandpa's girlfriend's Great Dane bit my head.
Hold on, let me try to follow along. Your grandpa's girlfriend's
Great Dane.
Great Dane. Your Gigi. Your GGG.
Yeah. So, let me explain. My grandpa had a Great Dane, Gwendolina.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite dog. She was a beauty, but I grew up with her. I grew up with her from a puppy to when she was super big. So she was used to me hugging her and climbing onto her, right?
Yeah.
And grandpa found himself a young girlfriend who also brought a Great Dane Ooh. Into the mix. Mm-hmm. But it was an older Great Dane, didn't know me.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly. He did not like me hugging him while sitting on the ground. I used to love sitting on the ground and hugging Gwendolina because she was so big.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to hug Vital. That was his name. I still remember.
Sure.
Vital did not like it. He got pissed and he bit my head so bad. It was like gushing blood. Not as bad as Emily. I got 5 or 6 stitches. They had to shave the top of my head. But guess what? I got a bouncy ball for it.
Spatny pest.
Spatny pest.
Spatny pest.
My mom was furious, but I got a bouncy ball.
If you guys are wondering how come my Czech is so fluent, well, it's the same reason we've been a little delayed recently and why we skipped maths altogether last week. It's because we were gallivanting around Europe.
Gallivanting.
I was gallivanting.
Ooh.
You were the gal. I was gallivanting. I was gallivanting all around.
I don't know what it means.
Europe, from the Czech Republic to the great country of Italy.
Mamma mia.
Grazie.
Prego.
I feel prego because we we had a pizza with every meal.
But it was such a thin pizza. It was so delish that I ate so much pasta and pizza and drank so much wine and Aperol Spritz.
Ooh.
I had the best tiramisu of my life. Got home, didn't gain a pound. Next day, I had a good old American meal. I gained 6.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. There is something in the food in America that just makes me smell it. And I just, boom.
Well, I haven't gained the courage to step on a scale. So as far as I know, I haven't gained a pound. But yes, apologies for the delay, but sometimes you got to go to Europe. Sometimes you got to see the family. You got to celebrate your parents' 60th birthday.
Yes.
And while you're over there, you got to check out Rome and the Colosseum and every pizza and pasta dish you can find.
All of it.
So that is where we were, and that is why we skipped last week. We hope you understand.
Yes.
But we watched. We watched the last episode.
Oh, we did.
Same old. I would say, and not in a bad way. It keeps delivering.
Chloe is getting sillier and sillier.
Sillier and sillier.
I don't like her. She sucks.
Sillier and sillier. Yeah, but not too much to comment on for last episode, but we can wrap some of those thoughts into this episode. Before we do, real quick, a little business. If you guys want to hear us talk about The Single Life, you can do that on Patreon, on Supercast, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. We're having fun over there. Also, follow us on Instagram at marriedtorealitypod. If you guys were wondering, wait, why aren't they dropping an episode? Where are they? What's going on? Well, if you followed us on Instagram, you'd know because we posted a story. We guys kept you posted over there on the socials.
Yes, and we also keep you Patreons posted as well.
That's right, especially in the chat. There's the chat feature on Patreon. So check it out, Patreon, Supercast, Instagram, at Married Through Reality Pod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. So when we do drop that episode, whether it's late or not, it'll come right to your device. It's so easy to follow the podcast. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the wolf petting zoo, because that's what I want to do.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do that anytime soon.
I would love to cuddle a wolf.
All right.
A wolf or a beagle?
Stick with a dog. Yeah.
The beagle.
That seems more reasonable.
All right.
All right. So smash like it's as hot as...
You heard it here first.
I said more reasonable. I didn't say it was happening. Smash like it's as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we love love.
Love.
If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on the Monday podcast.
We sure will. And guys, I apologize for any delayed responses to messages. As I already said, been to Europe, been with my family. I try to unplug in situations like this. It's hard, but I try my best to focus on the fam. Also, I don't want to message you at 3 a.m. your time because I don't think about the time difference. So I'm getting back to all of you now, guys.
All right.
I'm going through it.
There you
John's lurking in the background, as he usually does.
I'm keeping an eye on things. All right. That is the business. Let's do it. Let's get into it. MAFS, Married at First Sight, Denver, season 17.
No. Oh, yeah.
Episode 17 for 17. The Couples Retreat Part 2, shall we say. The second part of The Couples Retreat. Whew. Somehow, okay, here's the good news. If you can say Emily was lucky, she was lucky because for somehow, some way, she avoided a concussion.
She avoided concussion. All her CAT scans, everything's good. So she'll just need a lot of stitches. When they say a lot of, they didn't say how many.
They didn't say she's going to need a haircut, but she got one of those too. She's super lucky. She's super lucky she didn't gouge her eye out.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that would have scooped her eyeball right out.
Oh my God. I mean, her eye is swollen. So like she must have hit that area.
It was a bloody mess.
Oh, my gosh.
Brennan stuck by her side, his glove stuck to her head. And I think my first thought was, oh, is this going to bring them together? And it seems to be doing that.
It seems, but I want to see the next episode. I want to see how much it's bringing them together. Because I think, long story short, they have a bond, right? They get married. They've been through a few things. At some once upon a time, he was attracted to her. Something happened. We're still speculating.
I'm still going pees the bed when she gets drunk.
I'm still saying she farts when she's drunk.
Okay.
But something happened that turned him off, right?
Yeah.
However, like, she's cool. She has a nice personality. She's a warrior, and not just with what happened. She's always very positive.
Yes.
She's not an asshole. She's not a mean girl. She's not high maintenance. Like, she takes care of herself, right? She has a good job. Like, she doesn't need a prince and savior to take care of her. Like, she's such a, like, in my eyes, she's such a cool person that I hope he's seeing it now. I know she looks really banged up.
Yes.
I hope this can bring them together. But do I see Brennan getting over whatever bothered him just because she almost died? I don't know.
Well, let's see. Because I do think this will bring them closer for a number of reasons.
Oh, it did already. 100%.
But I mean, hopefully, in the long run, it'll continue to bring them closer. You realize, okay, she got lucky. Something worse could have happened. Maybe I could have lost her, not to be dramatic, but it was bad. Maybe I could have lost her. But also, I think he wants to be a good guy. this gives him a reason to take care of her. He wants to take care of her. Once you start taking care of someone, it could become a habit. You can continue to take care of them. And then also, I wouldn't be surprised if the doctor said, hey, Emily, let's not drink for a few days or weeks.
I would hope so.
And a sober Emily may be a different Emily, and that may allow Brennan to see her in a different light.
Yes. I'm wondering if he's sleeping in the same bed, because when they got to the retreat, he's like, I'm going to take my own room.
Right. Well, she's not concussed, but I still would want to keep an eye on her night. So that's a good question. I don't know. We didn't get an answer for that. But that's where they're at right now.
And yes. Then the hospital. Her hair is a mess. We saw her hair this messy at the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
With the salt and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now her hair is messy again. A little pink.
Yeah, she's giving Becca a run for her money. They got the pink hair crew.
Yeah. And so Brennan's calling the cast, telling them what happened. And I feel like Claire went into this caring mode as she's usually in. So can I talk to her? Is she okay? Which is very sweet.
Yeah.
Emily's talking. Emily knows where she is. So that's good. And Brennan's just like, you know, I got your back. I'm here for you. They have these lovely moments all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Not to take away from the fact that she's literally lying there with a hole in her skull.
Yeah.
But this is kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what's happening with them. Luckily, Emily is all right.
Yeah. And Brennan says she'll need a lot of stitches and she'll need the plastic surgery. And I'm like, why? Well,
you'll see.
We'll see.
So then we get back to Michael and Chloe, who haven't joined the rest of the crew at the retreat yet. But they're packing up to join. Every conversation between Michael and Chloe feels like he's talking to HR. It feels like he's been called into the office and he's talking to HR. And I don't necessarily feel a love connection yet.
Not at all.
He's trying, she's trying, but it doesn't seem romantic yet. Was it the last episode we didn't cover, where they went on this whole rant with PC talking about how Michael's feminine?
Like, yeah.
I don't see him as feminine. I see him as fashionable.
I don't see him as feminine either. I see Orion as feminine.
I agree with that.
But yeah, Michael's cool. Michael has a vibe. He's fashionable. I love that. Wear a skirt if you want. Chloe being her boring self with an unfashionable closet, I think she's just jealous. She's jealous of Michael's outfit.
I don't think you can call Chloe unfashionable, because Michael's taking half of her clothing and jewelry and wearing it. So if you're calling him fashionable,
he's wearing it in a cool way.
It's ironic almost.
I don't like her. I barely ever just dislike someone so much. I disliked Statler so much.
Yeah.
And now I dislike Chloe so much.
Okay. The only negative thing I can say about Michael, he's a bed packer. Turns out he's a bed packer. Wouldn't have thought
so. Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't have thought so. But
I hate that he's a bed packer.
But he is.
But yeah, it's... I hate that PC and DP and the sex DP paired him up with Chloe. This was his second chance at love. Like, get him someone that matches him more. Like, I don't see them getting along, really. Well, they're both mature and older, so they can talk things through. She's very calm. So is he. So I can see how they can talk. But I don't see a love connection. You see them next to each other. I don't see it at all. I see mom and her son. She looks like she's 15 years older than him.
He's not bothered by her, though. So
she wants love. He wants love so bad.
But you keep saying match him up with someone who X, Y, and Z. He's not bothered. He's got zero complaints. She's the one who's like, well, I wouldn't usually date a guy who looks like this. I wouldn't date a feminine guy. I wouldn't date a guy who wears skirts. She's the one who has issues. He doesn't.
Yeah, I can see her dating like a
finance bro.
Yeah, like a boring guy.
I don't know. We haven't totally figured Chloe out yet, because we'll get to it when she's talking about her past.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Good Charlotte. And
I mean, I used to be obsessed.
The rest of the Rockstar Energy tour, but
I mean, why would Benji and Joel be at NSYNC party? That doesn't add up.
It doesn't really add up, right? Does it?
It doesn't add
up. It's like
up
a 90s Mad Lib.
Exactly. I used to be obsessed with Good Charlotte. I used to want to marry Benji, and then Joel was kind of like flopping. All right,
so Becca and Austin. Austin is still pretending to be into Becca. I don't know if Therese has come around.
He is into Becca.
No, he's not.
He has a small penis.
Sometimes you have great takes. Sometimes you have decent takes.
Or he has one ball.
Nothing
or
to
no
be
balls.
Nothing to be ashamed of. He's not he's not into her.
He is.
What,
because
what makes you think he's into her?
Everything. He keeps smooching her, cuddling her. Look at Brennan. Look at Orion. No. Look at Cameron. No. Those guys were like, oh, don't even get close to me. Look at Tim from 90 Day. He's like, Luisa, why are you getting closer to me? Are you trying to kiss me? Ew. Freaking Austin, all he does is cuddling and making out with her. Why would you do that if you're not attracted? I would never touch anyone with a pole, with a 2-foot pole, if I wasn't attracted to
that. Okay, well, he's to give a nod to the Super Bowl commercial, the Jesus, he's one of us, or whatever it is. Everyone's washing the other people's feet. Oh, I would never wash your feet, but I'm going to wash your feet. He's washing her feet. He's trying to be a good guy. He's trying to put on a good face, be a good husband on camera, but he's not attracted to her. No, he's not into her.
He is into her, but he has a small penis with one ball, and he's a virgin.
I do think he's a virgin. I do think it's a two-part for me. I think one, for sure, he's not into her. But guys will be guys, and guys will bang girls they're not into. It's called college. But he...
Jesus, I don't even want to know what you did in college.
But he is into the G's. He's into the big J. And he values the sanctity of marriage and doesn't want to sleep with someone before marriage. And he doesn't think this is a real marriage. And so he's going to get divorced. And so he doesn't want to bang when he knows this is a fraudulent marriage.
He's into her.
He's not.
I'm telling you, she's going to call it quits because she...
Oh, for sure she will, because she deserves to be loved.
But I don't think he would want to call it quits.
I disagree. I think he's going to call it quits and she's going to call it quits.
There is something up with him because he lives with a female that nothing's ever happened between them, which is, I feel like...
Right, because he respects relationships so much that he's not going to do something out of wedlock. This is a fraudulent marriage. He's not going to bang.
Small penis, one ball.
Okay, well, fortunately for him, Becca has a stomach bug. So their plans to get intimate are off. And so we should address that the previous episode, there was, oh, we're going to the retreat. We're going to bang it out. We're going to be in this nice house. It's finally time to get intimate. We're going to cross that line. Well, Austin decided to go sleep in the football player's bed. Either what he said was just like, oh, this is a cool opportunity. I'm going to sleep in this guy's bed. Or what I think, he didn't want to get close to her. He didn't want to get close. He didn't want to have to say no once again. So he just left the room. Right?
Yeah. I think he's attracted to her because he keeps telling her that. He keeps kissing her.
You're so wrong. I can't believe how wrong you are.
So why wouldn't he just say it?
Because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. He's playing by the rules. You wait. It's not hard to wait 8 weeks. You know,
Brennan and Emily are playing by the rules. They're waiting. They're not touching each other. They're trying.
I know, but...
Why would you fly to freaking Philadelphia, bring her to meet grandma? Like, he is into her, but there is something's wrong with either he's a virgin, he's afraid, or he has herpes. Like, I don't know.
You don't know.
He can have herpes, or he can have, I don't know, the penis illnesses that you guys might potentially get. Like, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
But I think there is something wrong with him. I don't think it's the fact that he's not attracted to her. Because someone who's not attracted to someone doesn't act like that. Oh, my gosh.
Nice guys do.
No.
Okay.
I'm a nice guy. nice girl. I would never even hug someone I don't like.
But you're not married to them. He's married to her. He's going to be nice to his wife.
Look at the... Listen.
I know, but there's a lot of douchebags on the show.
If he wanted to get out of the marriage, Orion, freaking Cameron.
No.
Brendan is on the verge.
Teresa. There is an out on MAFS. It's called Decision Day. He's going to wait until Decision Day.
Okay. I bet you that he watched at least one or two seasons before he signed up, right? He knows that you can... How many people stayed friends? What's the guy from San Diego, Mitch?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't lovey-dovey. They kissed a few times, but they weren't really feeling it. They stayed friends. Nashville, Clint, they stayed friends.
Wait, so you're telling me you think Becca and Austin are acting more than friends?
Yes.
How? Because they cuddle smooching. Once in a while and
they
not
keep
even?
Smooching all the time.
No, they don't. They smooch when Becca forces it on him.
No, he smooches her all the time.
No. From day one, he's always showed her more affection than he's showed the cameras or the group on the honeymoon when it was just him and the guys. He's just like, yeah, I don't know.
He's trying to be a dude. He's trying to be funny.
All right.
Maybe this is him being funny.
So let's move on. Michael and Chloe finally arrive to the house. They sit and they talk with everyone. They get filled in on why some people are absent. Becca's sick. Emily's in the hospital. So Michael and Chloe kind of feel like maybe they're the subs. They're the subs for the rest of the cast because no one else is there. So it's going to be a low-key night. They hired a private chef, Spencer.
That's low-key.
Yeah, it's low.
Usually people cook on these things.
That's kind of true.
For these lazy biatches.
Well, they were going to have a dress as your partner party.
Chloe's like, that's what I do all the time.
Yeah, Michael throws that party for himself every day. But things went south, so they're going to keep it a little more low key. And they're sitting at the table. Not one successful couple is sitting at that table. The closest...
It's Becca and Austin.
If you're Teresa, the closest you'd think is Becca and Austin. She's not even there.
Yeah.
Because of her stomach bug. But everyone's like, oh, you guys are great. This is going to be great for you. And Michael's like, well, speaking of that, can I ask about your journeys?
Yeah. So Orion's like, well, we divorced after 10 days. And classic Orion, full of bullshit, saying it didn't work out. We didn't click. There were a few things. It's like, no, dude, it was you.
It was you.
And you only.
It was you. You made a big deal.
Yeah.
Out of something that you probably could have worked through.
Yeah. And Lauren's just like rolling her eyes because she's like, he's like, I came on this retreat to try to smooth things over and become friends. It's like, shut up.
No, because we've learned that you don't speak to her off camera. If you really cared about the relationship, you would call her up when you're not filming and say, hey, I don't like the way things went down. Let's work it out. Let's talk about it. But no, you want to put on this hero cape. And when the cameras are on, you want to be the hero. And
yeah, because people don't like him.
Nobody. I don't think anyone likes him.
Yeah, and then Claire is like, yeah, Cameron, he's sick, but we're also separated. It's like, Becca and Austin, we're trying, but we don't bang. There's no intimacy. Brennan and Emily, well, they're trying to.
They went back to the friend zone. They went back to the friend zone.
Oh.
So then, Teresa, how do you feel about this fishbowl? After dinner, they whip out a fishbowl of confessions.
I do like this fishbowl.
Oh, okay. Well, it was like, I used to have an afro from age 19 to 21 and would blow it upside down. Everyone thought that was Mike. It's true.
I mouth kiss a donkey. I knew exactly it was Austin.
I knew that was Austin.
Because he's trying to be silly. I think Chloe should have kissed a donkey because she's so silly.
Well, Chloe poured an entire Jaeger bomb on Benji from Good Charlotte.
What's a Jaeger bomb?
I mean, it's Red Bull with a shot of Jaeger in it.
Just drink the Jaeger by itself.
Just drink the Jaeger by itself. So this story doesn't even make sense because she writes this down. She's so silly. I poured an entire Jaeger bomb over Benji from Good Charlotte. But then she explains, she's like, well, I had a cup, but like it broke or
over explaining
spilled or so. I'm like, huh, that doesn't make sense. And then she's like, yeah, I was at this NSYNC party. It's like, wait, what?
Lost me.
Benji was there.
There's no way Benji from Good Charlotte was partying with those shampoo guys.
I could see Cameron Diaz, though.
But at the time, they weren't together. She was dating Justin before she met Benji.
Wouldn't you explain this party unless you can't for some reason? But then they're like, how did you end up there? She's like, well, 21 and full of hope. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Was she in the crowd at a concert and got pulled backstage and...
I don't know.
Ended up going to an after party or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy it. I just don't like her. She's not that silly.
She's probably like a meet and greet. She probably paid for a meet and greet.
Probably.
At a NSYNC concert.
Oh, yeah.
Benji was there.
For some reason.
Probably the same record label or something.
Yeah.
Drunk Chloe just spilled her drink.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Probably.
So... then the fishbowl comes to an end. Orion and Lauren talked for... Orion's like, can I steal your ear for a second? It's like, shut up.
Who says that?
Shut up. Just say, hey, can we talk? Can I steal your ear for a second? I'd really like to build a bridge. Shut up. I'm missing our connection.
Yeah, they should build a bridge so she can push him off of it.
Oh.
he's such a moron.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I want a partner in this divorce. I miss our connection.
I'm so happy that Lauren's so cool because she's like, so you weren't there for me during the marriage, but you wouldn't be there for me during the divorce.
Yeah.
She's like, listen, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you're only saying things like this in front of people. You never call me. You could have texted me. You could have called me. You never done this. And she's like, I don't feel hurt in the relationship. And now you want to be there for me in a divorce. And she's like, I don't know how I feel about this. I can sit on it. But honestly, like, I reached my emotional capacity. And so she's so over him. I think she's just so nice. Well, otherwise, she would have told him to fuck off.
I don't think she's an emotional person, like an overly emotional person, but she ends up in tears a lot when she talks to him. And it makes me think he really messed her up.
Well, I think she really liked him. I think she saw potential. I think she was all in.
You dodged a bullet, Lauren.
She did, but it's sad if she wasn't to him and he ruined it. He's such a moron.
Well, it's that, but it's also... he accused her of doing something awful.
Yeah.
That I still don't believe she did. And if someone went on national television and accused me of something so awful and then continually accused me and was like, it's so bad, I can't even be with you. And I felt like I didn't do something awful, then I think I would be pretty devastated too.
I mean, yes, for sure. But we all love Lauren and we all dislike Orion. So I'm hoping she can find a nice guy who appreciates her. And then when she thinks of Orion, she's just going to laugh it off.
Yeah. So.
Guess what, guys? Guess who's back?
The triumphant return.
Back again.
The triumphant return.
Her scar. She looks like straight out of a horror movie.
She got worked by that branch. Like, oh, they had to shave half of her head to stitch her up. She's got a huge scar from the stitches. It's black and blue. Still like blood stains in her hair.
Yeah. Remember when she was upset that, oh, they had to remove the hair extensions from her hair?
Oh, yeah.
This is worse.
Yeah. I can't believe she went back to the house.
I would never.
Go home.
I mean... honestly, R&R. She doesn't have a concussion. She must be in pain. Or unless they gave her some good painkillers. So she's like just sparring.
To stitch up her head, I'm sure they gave her.
But go home, girl.
You need to be resting. Not at a party house with cameras and lights. And
yeah, but she's there.
I feel like Cameron will see this and be like, damn, I'm a wimp. Like, he got surgery.
Well, he got a heart surgery, so...
She got head surgery.
Could I?
I know, it's superficial, I guess.
Yeah, but it's both serious, but Yeah, I wouldn't take away from Cameron and a heart surgery.
No, I know. But yeah, she made her grand appearance and everyone was just like, holy fuck.
That scar is huge.
Yeah.
They shaved half of her head. But Brandon says that he's like, I need to step up. I need to be there for her. I'm going to be there for her. Like, this brought us closer. And he walks away with her. So I would hope they slept in the same bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think hopefully he's taking care of her. All right. That was a lot. I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, it'll be a new day. Everyone will be hanging out. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The wolves are howling. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa.
Let's talk about the silly activity that Chloe came up with. She's like, let's do food masks. It's like, you're so silly.
Wait. Baby food?
Baby food.
What was a baby foot?
I don't think the girls like her either. They're like being nice,
they can't.
But.
Yeah, all the girls were like, why is HR here? Who's, what are we doing here?
You pretend to be nice around HR, but you don't like them.
Oh, you have to be nice to HR.
Unless you're Michael Scott. You're just like straight up.
Toby Flenderson is everything that is wrong with the paper industry.
That's one of my favorite things he's ever said. So good.
One of my favorite things is when they got locked in the office and Toby like touched Pam's leg. And then she's like, whoa, Toby. And then he was like, I'm moving to Costa Rica. And then he just sprinted out and hopped the fence.
One of my favorite things with Toby is when Toby's actually moving to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And Michael threw him the party and he sings Goodbye, Toby. Oh, yeah. Goodbye, Toby. Goodbye, Toby.
So good. All right.
Back to maps.
So, yeah, the ladies are doing some foot masks. They're talking about Michael's style. And then Emily got a little emotional talking about Brennan and how she wouldn't want anyone else to be there for her.
And I hope they can make it work. But Brennan would need to change. He would need to really be like, oh, shit. Like, this is my girl. I got to take care of her. But we'll see about them. Chloe says, you know, like, Michael, big heart, such a nice guy. But when it comes to attraction, Michael's style is not really doing it for me. Why? Because you're jealous that he looks cool?
Yeah, because he's wearing your clothes.
He just like, I wear your clothes too. You love it.
Well, I think that's what PC said. He's like, it's okay if my wife wears my sweater. But I wouldn't wear my wife's high heels.
True.
At least not outside the bedroom.
But he's not wearing high heels. Jesus.
I mean, he probably would. But he'd pull it off in some way. He'd pull it off.
I like. It comes with him. I feel like if you put on a skirt, I would be like, what are you doing?
Well, he owns it. Like, he's got the confidence to own it.
And
that's all we know of him.
Yeah.
If the first 3 weeks we saw him just wearing jeans
and like,
yeah, khakis and a polo, and then all of a sudden 4 weeks in he's wearing a skirt, Chloe's pearl necklace and hoop earrings, you'd be like, what the hell happened?
But it was still like, this skirt was cool. He was pulling it off with the sneakers.
No, because that's how we see him. That's Michael.
I love it.
So they're doing the foot mask, the guys are playing poker.
You know what? This Mavs cast is the first one that I like. I want to be friends with all of you, but Orion, Brennan, and Chloe.
Stinks.
Yeah.
I don't,
everyone else is cool.
Yeah.
Austin, I would want to get to the bottom of his problem.
Yeah.
I think Austin is a good friend. He's just weird.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, Becca's cool. Emily's cool. Lauren's cool. Claire's cool.
Cameron, I don't need to be friends with.
I would be friends with Cameron if I needed someone to fix my bike.
Yeah.
And Michael's the coolest of the cool.
Yeah, very cool. So Orion asks Brennan. What we're all wondering is if this accident has changed things. Are you guys still planning to do the friend thing, the reset? Or has it changed the way you guys feel? And Brennan says the accident did change things. they're going to give it their best shot now.
Good.
Yeah, forget experts. All these couples need to go through like a traumatic accident.
And not like that, but.
Oh.
But yeah, let's see. I want to, but then I do watch the after parties, guys. And Emily is like outraged on every single one. And I don't know if she's outraged, if she's outraged with the questions or with some other people. And her and Brennan are going strong, but I don't think so. I think she's just outraged in general.
All right, a lot of outrage. Then we get some group yoga with like a sound bath on the side.
I didn't like it, but I died laughing when I saw Emily on the bench. I was like, okay, that's nice. Emily is just going to relax and watch. She's trying to do the freaking yoga.
Oh, she's on painkillers, Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't know where she is. She just sees a leader doing downward dog and figures she should follow along. She's just a pack animal at this point.
She's just like missing half of her hair. You can just see her like going at it on the bench. Oh. And Becca's next to her like.
Yeah, Becca's got a stomach bug, which the last thing you want to do when you have a stomach bug is yoga.
So downward dog.
So I'm glad she sat that one out.
But this was like, I felt so guilty for laughing, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
Then it turned into like group therapy where the leader was like, how can you guys show compassion in your marriage? And Brennan said, well, I'll show empathy and I'll be there for my wife. And Lauren's like, yeah, I'll practice compassion by first extending it to myself because you can't always count on someone to give it to you. And I was like, burn.
Burn.
Burn, Lauren.
Burn.
And Orion's like, yeah, right now Lauren and I are in a tough spot, but moving forward, I like to show compassion by sending texts and maybe FaceTimes. And it's like, what are we doing, Orion?
No one wants to see you on FaceTime, Orion.
No. Please leave.
I know. And then Orion and Lauren are chatting again after yoga, and Orion really liked the yoga. And Lauren's like, dude, like, I don't want to be your friend. She's like, there's no value in it. At this point of my life, I want valued friendships. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, he's like, well, all right, I know that's the way you feel, but maybe we can check in like a week or so.
And Lauren's she's like, you know what? Let me
drive that.
And I love her for being so like calm with this because I'm sure in her mind, she's like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, it's too little too late. She was like, where was this a week after you made me feel like the worst person in the world?
But why? He's such a moron. Why would you want to be her friend? You accused her of all these things. Now you want to be her friend?
Yeah, it's BS.
It is BS.
Should we go to Ninja Nation?
Yeah, I want to go to Ninja Nation.
I would love to do this.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I haven't watched it in a while, but American Ninja Warrior. Oh, yeah. That's what this is all about. And Emily and Becca are also there, but sitting out. The pink hair crew is sitting out the activities.
I was nervous that Emily is going to try to do this.
She probably would. They probably just like hold her back.
Yeah. They brought pom-poms.
Hmm?
They brought pom-poms.
Oh, did they? I missed it.
Yeah.
Orion goes first. Absolute failure. Just like in life, he can't do anything.
He has no strength.
No emotional strength, no physical strength, no moral strength. Claire goes, kind of crushes it.
Yeah, she, like, if you look at her, like, she's ripped. Works out.
Yeah, she's ripped. Brendan also kind of stinks. Brennan, it's all show muscle for him. Like, I don't think those are actually strong muscles. Those are just for show.
Nah.
He's hitting the glamour muscles.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael nailed it.
Michael's fabulous, and Chloe's like, I'm attracted to my ninja husband. It's like, yeah, but is he attracted to you? I don't think so, because you stink. You couldn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, Chloe, go back to the office. Go review
file
some.
File a report.
Yeah, go review some, like, health care plans or something.
Yeah, we can sing, instead of goodbye, Toby, you can sing goodbye, Chloe. Goodbye, Chloe.
Then there was like this slide run and Michael crushed that too.
I would love to do that.
I would really, we'll look into it. We could find it.
Yeah.
We could find it. So then they sit down to talk afterwards and Brennan takes a minute to say like the accident, it did. It brought us closer together. And Emily's like, yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And Austin, and here's why Austin's really getting on my nerves because he keeps saying the same thing, but doesn't make any effort to change. He's like, well, we've had some hiccups. I need to step up the romance game. But he doesn't step it up.
I'm telling you, there is something. Oh, is it possible he has two penises?
Wouldn't he want to even show that off? If you have that, it's a modern marvel. Tell a friend.
There is something. Like maybe it has like a different color.
I don't think it's anything to do with this penis. And here's why, Teresa. And here's why. Can I be very honest with you?
Yeah.
And just to put your theory to rest.
I don't think you can, but.
It's something that is specific to Becca. If he had three penises and he was ashamed of it, why would anyone be ashamed of that? I think that's amazing. But if he had three penises and he was ashamed of it, why would he ever go on Mass in the first place? Right? So your theory, your one ball, two ball, three ball, your juggling theory doesn't make any sense, because if he was ashamed of it, why would he ever go on Mavs?
Because he's already married and hoping that his wife would love him regardless of his flaws.
But so then whip it out. Or you think he's waiting for the cameras to go away?
Maybe.
No. Becca is so understanding and respectful that if he had four penises...
Why are you adding up? You keep adding up.
I think he would say, listen, I'm a little ashamed of my five penises. I would love to get romantic with you, but you have to promise not to tell anyone.
Or a new theory.
Oh boy. Six penises?
No.
Oh.
His penis is like
broken. You're thinking way too much about his penis, and it makes me uncomfortable.
I'm not thinking about his penis. I'm thinking about penis in general. That I'm really, when I'm saying this, I don't picture Austin. I'm just picturing like, he seems to be into her. So what's your deal?
You're so gullible.
Either has an illness or his penis just not up to the standards.
You're so gullible. He's not into her.
He is into her.
So not into her. Michael, you want to talk about a little romance? He lit some candles and some incense and got in the bathtub.
Yeah, for himself.
I know. Chloe just like came and sat by the tub like mom.
Because like, she was like mom. She's the mom. She's like, Michael, the water's too hot.
Michael, it's time to get out. You're going to prune. Why don't you get out before you start pruning? Dinner's almost ready. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But she keeps saying like, oh yeah, you turned me on with your ninja moves.
Yeah. But then he puts a skirt on and that's it.
Yeah. And then Austin and Becca, back to them, they set up a movie night. And Becca's like, well, I really like the retreat because our friends were here. But I was not happy about Friday night because you were all talk about intimacy. And then you left me, went in another room. And Austin apologizes. And it's one too many apologies without any action. And Becca starts crying. She's like, enough with the apologies, right? Like, she's like, it's not just the retreat. Leading up to the weekend, there was build up and you said we were going to get sexy. And then I waited and nothing happened. And I waited and nothing happened. And she's like, I feel like I'm begging you to be wanted.
Yeah. Well, there is no resolution. I thought maybe they'll finally bang it out. Like, what is he waiting for? Because I still believe he's attracted to her. Why would you wait to be in a house with other couples? I mean, you live by yourself.
Totally.
So they didn't bang it out. It wasn't that nothing happened. So when they're packing the next day, he apparently didn't even snuggle her, which she's like apologizes for. They hug it out. They keep smooching. That's what I'm telling you. It's like he doesn't have to do it.
He feels bad.
No.
This is what bothers me.
You don't smooch people for feeling bad.
He blames her he's blaming her for the lack of intimacy because he's like, you keep bringing it up, then we get into these fights, and then we don't get intimate. It's like, it's your fault for not getting romantic when you have the opportunity. It's your fault for getting up in the middle of the night and going and sleeping in the NFL player's bed when you could have gotten intimate. But then you do that. She gets upset because you let her on thinking this weekend's the weekend, but you don't do anything. So she's like, hey, man, you know how you said we were going to get into it? What's that about? Then you freak out and are like, why are you bringing this up? And now that's your excuse for not banging, is that you keep bringing this up, but it's like you keep giving her reasons to bring it up.
Well, whatever happened, happened, because he feels so bad that he takes her through wolf sanctuary. Where they actually match make wolves.
Yeah, Lindsay and Darlene, the wolf experts.
I love this. Raven, the friendly wolf, was like playing with them. And then they were saying, we matched them together. They first are in cages next to each other just to like see like if they like each other or not. Because they mate for life. If they seem to be friendly, they open the cage. That's all I'm saying. It's like, that's the same.
That's the Brennan and Emily approach. They're in separate cages, separate rooms. And then they're seeing if, hey, maybe...
I was just going to say, that's the same approach as I have with cats. If you want to see if they love you, just open the door. See who stays. It's like we open the door. If the wolves want to be together, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to.
Yeah.
It's all about opening the door.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor. Yeah. And it's literal.
I didn't know you could belly rub a wolf. Tell you that much. I thought that was bred into you. But apparently you can.
I loved these wolves.
They're beautiful. Big.
Very big. Remember when we thought we saw a wolf and it was a stupid coyote?
Yeah. Where was that?
In Yellowstone. Huh. I got out of the car. I asked the park ranger. I was like...
We took a photo, right?
We took a photo of it. And then when we were seeing bears, there was the park ranger. I was like, look, we saw a wolf. He's like, it's a coyote. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Don't tell me that.
Yeah. Come on, let us go home thinking we saw a wolf.
I know.
Anyways, the wolf encounter for these guys was a reminder about mating, finding your one true wolf, making it happen.
Let's see if Austin makes it happen.
I don't think so. Because he's not into her.
Well, maybe he needs to be in a cage next to someone else.
I think so.
We'll see.
I think so. That's the episode.
Woo!
Again, sorry for skipping last week, but...
I miss podcasting. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm glad
this was my favorite Mavs episode ever.
I don't know what that says about you, because the highlight of it, or the low light, was Emily taking a chunk out of her head.
Not just that. It's just, it brought a different energy into the mix.
Definitely. Like a dark comedy.
Yeah, but the way she... If she was like, oh, dying, take me home, I wouldn't like it.
Right.
I like the way she took it. Obviously, I feel bad it happened to her to begin with. I wouldn't wish this on anyone, not even on Chloe or a cat. But
well, cats have 9 lives. So.
True. But the way she approached it and the energy she brought into the mix, it was interesting to me. I liked it.
And maybe it's going to help Brennan and Emily.
I doubt it, but we'll see.
I doubt it too. So thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear us talk about the single life, you can do that on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MaryTheRowdy, MaryTheRowdy.supercast.com. Get on that Cousins Club level if you want the audio. Get on that Family Affair if you want audio and video, plus a monthly bonus.
Yeah.
I think we got some things cooking for the Patreon in the near future. So not going to disclose anything just yet, but...
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Also on the Patreon, there's that chat feature, which is a ton of fun.
It's a ton of fun. Love chatting. You guys all wished my dad's happy birthday, so thank you.
And you have multiple dads now?
And some people, my dad. Some people message us on Instagram doing the same thing, so thank you for all the love for Karel.
Karel appreciated it.
Karel loved it.
He said, Jekui.
He said, Jekui, drink up.
Yeah, nazdravi.
Nazdravi, he was up until 3 a.m.
Out-partied us.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, all right, that's Patreon, Supercast, Instagram at MarriedToReality Pod. Call in over there, follow along. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash like it's as hot as the wolf encounter. I have to say it again because I truly enjoyed it a lot.
All right, I'm going to go Ninja Nation.
That was a good too.
Before Wolf Encounter.
I love the Wolf Encounter.
Imagine a obstacle at Ninja Nation
With wolves?
With wolves.
That's...
Like, imagine if there was wolves underneath the monkey bar thing.
And maybe a seal.
Yeah, a seal would be nice. That'd be like the prize.
That would be beautiful.
That'd be a beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. So, all right, smash it because it's hot as all of that. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for love. We need love. It's the wind in our sails. It's what keeps this podcast moving.
This is what? This is it. We are married in love. No, married to reality.
Oh, boy. It's been too long. We have not podcasted in a while.
Guys, I have a vacation brain still. Mm-hmm. But this was so much fun.
Come back to reality.
You know what?
Married to reality.
I actually do like when we take breaks once in a while.
Sure.
Because it reminds me that I really enjoy this. Like nice. Sometimes when you just keep going at it, just keep podcasting and watching, I'm like, oh, this is a lot. And I sometimes forget to take the moment and be like, this is my favorite part. Not even watching the shows, just talking about it.
Absolutely.
And so I'm fired up. We're back. We apologize for the delay, but you guys understand. You guys know that we have the fam far away, and once in a while, we gotta spend some time with them.
All right. Well said, Theresa.
Yeah.
That is it. So if you haven't left a review, please do. All right. I've said
it
all.
I was just going to say, we have some fun chick stories we'll save for next time.
Do we? Give me a tease.
Taste of India.
Oh, my gosh. Let's save that for the 90. We'll save that for the 90 episode. All right. I've said it all. Theresa,
said too much.
That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.